Today's shiur is about binyanim, structures. This shiur is very useful to parents, students, teachers, all bnei Torah, as this is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A binyan is a structure. We have a plan when building a house, starting with its foundation. Every house must have a foundation, and then we build upon that foundation. In Lashon HaKodesh, a binyan refers to a structure of verbs called po'alim. Just as each individual builds their own unique structure and unique house, rooms and decorations, so too verbs have a basic foundation, a basic structure called binyan. There are seven binyanim, each of which express a different kind of action, depending on the intent of the action. The Arugas HaBoisem, in his Sefer, the Sefer Arugas HaBoisem, gives the following definition. K'moi shekibutz hachoyel v'hasid v'ho'avonim, just as one gathers the sand, the plaster, and stones, kol eile yachad yikore kvutzam v'chiburam binyan. All of these elements together are called, their gathering, their combination, they are called a binyan. The names of the seven binyanim are 1. Kal or Po'al. They are interchangeable. Kal, Po'al. The second binyan is Nif'al, where a nun is placed before the three letters of Pei, Ayin, Lamed. The third is P'el, Pei, Ayin, Lamed. The fourth is Pu'al. The fifth is Hif'il, where a hey is placed before the fey. The sixth is Hof'al. And the seventh is Hispa'el, where we have the addition of the hey and saf. So we have Kal, Nif'al, P'el, Pu'al, Hif'il, Hof'al, Hispa'el. Don't get scared. It may sound difficult, but if you follow this carefully, you'll see that there is a logical sequence and meaning to all of this. Each of these binyanim will describe a different way of expressing a verb. A binyan can be identified very easily. I will begin with the three-letter shoresh, the three-letter root of the word pokoid, pei kuf dalid. I am using this word as an example, since this shoresh can appear in all of the seven binyanim. Other shoreshim we encounter may be limited to fewer binyanim. The foundation of every binyan is the shoresh, its root. It is from this root that we build words to have different meanings. These prefixes or suffixes will alter the meaning of the word. Most verbs have three letters. The word that we use to mean a verb is the word po'al, pei ayin lamed, po'al. In this way, we express the first letter of the shoresh in terms of pei hapo'al. The second letter of the shoresh we call the ayin hapo'al. And the third letter of the root we call the lamed hapo'al. In the shoresh pokoid, the pei is the pei hapo'al. The kuf is the ayin hapo'al. And the dalid is the lamed hapo'al. The shoresh pokoid in binyan kal, first person past, is pokadti, meaning either I counted, or I visited, or I remembered. The shoresh pokod in binyan nif'al, first person past would be nifkadti. I was remembered. I was counted. We already see the relationship between the two binyanim. Verbs in binyan kal represents a simple action of a person, and verbs in binyan nif'al represents the person or object receiving the action. If I say, pokadti es hayeled, I remembered the child, then the child who receives the action, the one who was remembered, will say, nifkadti, I was remembered, or I was counted. In binyan kal, we always begin a verb in the avar, past, with a komatz and a patach, as in pokadti. In nif'al, avar, past, we always begin with a nun and a chirik under it. Just as I have illustrated, the relationship for this verb in the first person past, I can do the same for all other possibilities in the past, or present, or future, and command, tzivui, if applicable. Not every verb appears in a command. If I use the same shoresh in binyan pi'el now, I would say pikadti, with a chirik under the first root letter, with a chirik under the pei hapo'al. This would mean I commanded, I was in command, I gave orders. In binyan pi'el, we begin with a chirik in the past. Again, pikadti. The one who receives the action will say pukadti, with a kubitz under the pei. I was given the command. I was given the order. This is binyan pu'al. So we see the relationship between these two binyanim. As a general rule, verbs in binyan pi'el represent a stronger action than those in binyan kal. If I use the same shorish for binyan hif'il, I would say hifkadti, by adding the prefix hey, meaning I deposited, or I appointed, or I assigned. The one receiving the action would say hufkadti, I was deposited, I was assigned to, I was appointed to. This is called binyan huf'al. We recognize a verb in huf'al by the prefix ha at the beginning of the word in the past tense. The shoresh pakod in hispa'el would be hispakadti, I appointed myself. This is called the reflexive binyan, where one does an action and he receives the action as well. I appointed myself. We could recognize verbs in binyan hispa'el by noticing the prefix his, a hey and a suf, a his before the verb. Another example, hislabashti, I dressed myself. This is in the reflexive form. I dressed, and I dressed myself. One does the action again to himself. I have just described in a nutshell the names, relationships, and necessity of binyanim. Now I will give some examples from psukim in the Torah. I will use the shoresh of shavor, to break, in binyan kal. All the examples will begin with a kamatz patach at the beginning of the word in the past. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Beis, pasuk Chaf, ki me olam shavarti uleich nitakti moiser oisayich. I have always broken your yoke and torn off your straps. The word shavarti is in kal, the kamatz patach under the first two letters. Another pasuk in Yirmiyah Chav Ches, pasuk Beis, Shavarti es oil melech Bavel. I have broken the yoke of the king of Bavel. Shavarti. The word is Bavel, not Bavel. Bavel. Another pasuk in Yeshayah Yudalit, pasuk Hei, Shavar Hashem es matei Rishoim. Hashem has broken the staff of the wicked. Shavar. He broke. Examples of Nif'al. We have in Shemos Chaf Beis, Pasuk Tes, Umeis, Oy Nishbar, Oy Nishbo, Ein Roi'eh. And it died, or was broken, or was looted without a witness. The word Nishbar is Nif'al. We see the Nun added to the verb. Another example, Yirmiyah Mem Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin. Imru Eicha Nishbar Matei Oiz. Say, how has the staff of strength been broken? Nishbar. In Tehillim Kuf Chav Dalet Pasuk Zayin we have Hapach Nishbar Va'anachnu Nimlotnu. The snare has been broken and we escaped. Now some examples of Binyan P'el, which generally represent more intense meanings. We will speak more about the function of P'el later on. In Pasha Shemois Lamed Dalet Pasuk Aleph, Es Hadevorim Asher Hoyu Al Haluchois Harishoinim Asher Shibarta. The words that are on the first tablets, which you shattered. Here it doesn't only mean to break, it means to shatter, a stronger, intense meaning of the same shorish, shi barta, with the chirik under the shin. In Tehillim we have an ayin dalid, shi barta roshei taninim al hamoyim, you smashed the heads of sea serpents upon the water, shi barta. In Tehillim kuf zayin, you have ki shibar dalsois nechoshes, ki shibar dalsois nechoshes, he smashed copper gates. In Devarim we have, that's Devarim Yud Beis, v'shibar tem es matzei voisam, v'shibar tem es matzei voisam, you shall smash their pillars. The verb does not appear in pu'al in Tanakh. However, you can create the word to be shattered if you need it. Shubarti, with a kubitz under the shin, shubarti would mean I was shattered. In binyan hif'il, the shorish appears only once in Yeshayah, Samach Vav, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk Ha'ani Ashbir V'loi Oilid. This form Ashbir is in the future. Shall I bring a woman to the birth stool and not have her give birth? The word Ashbir comes from Mashber. Pritzas Havlad Mibeten Imoi. Another pasuk, Kivou Bonim Ad Mashber. In Binyan Hof'al, we have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Ches, Chaf Aleph, Al Shever Bas Ami Hoshbarti, Hoshbarti, with a komatz under the hay, over the disaster of the daughter of my people have I been shattered, have I been shattered. This shorish does not appear in Hispa'el. The binyan Hispa'el, or Hispa'al, as I mentioned, is the reflexive binyan. I mentioned that verbs in the past will begin with his, a hey and a suf. His. Example, in Devarim Tes, we have Arboim Hayoim, V'Arboim Halayla, Asher His Na Polti, the 40 days and nights that I threw myself down. I threw myself down. Devarim Tes, as another pasuk, Vo'es Na Pal, Vo'es Na Pal Lifnei Hashem. I threw myself down before Hashem. Lashon Hishtateach. I threw myself. An example with another Shoresh in Bereshis, Memhei. Behis Vada Yosef El Echav. When Yosef made himself known to his brothers. Behis Vada. Hu Gila Zehus Atzmoi. In Bamidbar Yud Beis, Bamar'o Elov Esvado. In a vision, I shall make myself known. Esvado, I shall make myself known. Yeshaya Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Yisrael Loi Yoda, Ami Loi Hisboinon. My people do not comprehend his boy none. They do not comprehend is reflexive. We have in Shmuel Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hine Ivrim Yoitzim Min Hachirim, Asher Hischa Be'u Sham. The Plishtim said, look, the Jews are emerging from the holes where they hid themselves. Asher Hischa Be'u Sham. Hischa Be'u, where they hid themselves. In Bamidbar, Parshas Korach, Umadua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem. This is in the Osid, Tisnasu. Why do you exalt yourselves over the congregation of Hashem? I would just like to point out in Kaddish that we say the many words that appear in Binyan Hispa'el. Yis Gadal. Make sure you say a gimel. Many people say a kuf, which is a different word completely. Yis Gadal. The Yis Kadash. Yis Borach. The Yish Tabach. The Yis Poer. The Yis Roimeim. The Yis Nasei. The Yis Hador. The Yis Alev. The Yis Halol. All these are Binyan Hispa'el. This will complete track 1. I will continue on track 2.